Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Today is Trinity Sunday. The word Trinity is nowhere to be found in the Bible. Type in the word Trinity in an online biblical concordance and you will receive no matches found. Well, that is a bit disconcerting on Trinity Sunday. Where do we go from here? In fact, talking about the Trinity can inspire our Jewish and Islamic brothers and sisters to call us confusing. If we are monotheistic as they are, believing there is one God of all, then why do we say that God is one in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Should we have left well enough alone if the word Trinity is not in the Bible? And today's gospel is not really helping us extrapolate an understanding of the triune God. The words Jesus, Spirit, and Father are all mentioned in this gospel, but these few sentences do not explicitly reveal a triune relationship. It is up to us to take these few lines of Scripture and combine them with other passages in the New Testament to create a picture of a living relationship between Father, Son, and Spirit. But maybe a helpful next step for understanding that God is a relationship would be to describe a triune God as Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier. Our Trinitarian concept is an implicit theology. So on Trinity Sunday, what or who are we celebrating? I offer we are celebrating that God is a relationship. And while we are considering that God is a relationship, and this is only my attempt at considering the mystery of the Trinity, we need to simultaneously focus for a moment on Jesus Christ. One of the values we emphasize at St. Francis is that we are Christ-centered. We do so because if Christ is the center of our Christian faith, our relationship with God is through Jesus Christ. But before the revelation of God through Christ, we need to go back even farther and notice the revelation of God in our first reading about wisdom. It is a relationship. We heard in Proverbs concerning wisdom. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, before the mountains were brought forth. When he established the heavens, I was there, and I was his daily delight. This reading from Proverbs is about a relationship, the presence of wisdom right with and beside the presence of our Creator God. And the presence of God in relationship with creation, with wisdom, is delighting in us, the human race. Thus, on this Trinity Sunday, we are attempting to uncover what relationship is for us in and with God. So I ask you, think of relationships you have with others, with members in your family or friends or colleagues. What are some experiences you have in those relationships? If they are healthy and positive, you experience some sense of oneness, of unity, of understanding, of acceptance or trust. These are implicit qualities we rely on. But I cannot literally pick up a slice of understanding or trust and show it to you. I cannot turn over a section of unity to see what's on the other side. Understanding, trust, and unity are invisible qualities that we share with others. Oneness and acceptance are a part of the experience of a relationship, or not. There are broken relationships too, where trust is gone, misunderstanding evident, and any sense of being one is broken. When we have fallen out of a relationship, we sense a loss of love, a loss in the quality of life. We suffer because something is missing. Forgiveness is that invisible power that can heal relationships. So to enter a relationship takes risk. It is living. Relationships activate dimensions of us and others. Something invisible propels us to trust someone else. And if we risk, we receive more than we ever anticipated. Our world becomes larger, our heart is stretched, and we grow in who we are. The presence of others requires participation. You cannot be a bystander in a relationship. There is a constant flow of energy, the give and take of all that love demands. But how do we enter a relationship with the unseen God? Actually, it is right in front of us. A relationship with God is in loving another. A relationship with God happens when our breath is taken aback by a sunset and we are filled with the energy of thanksgiving. A relationship with God happens in the moment of deepest grief, when strength is given by an unseen force and we are able to cope. A relationship with God is in knowing that there is a power greater than ourselves, and we let go and let God be God with us. A relationship with God is fostered in the act of prayer. Relationships with God and others requires trust and a leap of faith, and so I give you a story. Once upon a time, on top of a mountain, there lived a family of eagles. It was a very high mountain which overlooked the surrounding countryside. From their vantage point, they could see the village below, with its winding stream and farmland in the distance. One day, the mother eagle looked at the young in the nest and said, "The time has come. You must learn to fly." "But how?" replied the young ones with more than a little uneasiness in their voices. "You must go to the edge of the cliff," said the mother eagle, "and throw yourself forward into the wind." The young eagles looked at each other with anxious eyes. They walked to the edge, looked down very carefully, and quickly scrambled back to the safety of the nest. The next day, Mother Eagle told the young ones again the time had come for them to fly. "It's far too high," said one of the young eagles. "We might fall," said another. "I'm frightened," said a third. But Mother Eagle was insistent. "Come to the edge," she urged repeatedly. "Come to the edge. Don't be frightened." When they gradually came, she gently pushed them, and as they spread their wings, the wind lifted and they flew. So I ask you, what is something you fear? What are some of the things which prevent you from following Christ? What is preventing you from taking a leap of faith with God? The time has come for you to fly. The time has come to take a step in faith and stretch a little more with who God is and wants to be in your life. Not just for your sake, but for the sake of a needy world. But we can say to God, "It is too hard." We might fall or fail. "I am frightened." Yet we can begin to address our fears or our lack of faith if we recognize that God is a living relationship of love. God is the basis for our trust in one another. God is the energy in any experience of unity, understanding, or acceptance, because God is the source and power of healing and wholeness. God is our Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. So the Trinity is about a relationship, the oneness and unity of God, Father, Son, and Spirit, and therefore, this triune God invites an implicit invitation for compassionate unity with one another. There are a lot of things in life that are implicitly implied. We have come to rely on the unseen force of love, of trust, to lead us forward to the edge. In this gospel, Jesus has promised the invisible Spirit of truth, to guide us into the truth, to help sift through moments of choice and decision-making so we can seek the greater good. The relationship of God with wisdom, God with the world, and God with the human race is real. Jesus experienced a relationship with God as a father, a parent, and promised to continue in relationship with us through the Spirit. Entering any relationship takes risk and a leap of faith. Today we celebrate a relationship with the triune God. It is not abstract. It is living and active. In God, we have a relationship that is deep and absolutely unconditional. God invites you to the edge. Take a leap of faith. God will fill you. The world awaits your decision. Go forward, empowered by our Creator, our Redeemer, our Sanctifier. The living Trinity is a relationship of love. Amen.